Hello there, campers. This is Camp Co Radio. This is Andy and Caleb once again. And we've got a few news updates that the camp administrators have asked us to pass along. First things first, if anyone has seen or heard from Miss Blevins, our beloved, if occasionally grumpy, or at least usually so, bus driver, she has not been seen in the later part of today. I do believe she was spotted at camp this morning, though.
Yeah, it's true. The bus came in ready to take all of our wonderful campers to the local kazoo museum. It's one of those much looked forward to field trips for the campers. And I could have sworn I heard that bus roll in with its very sort of character pop bang, pop bang.
Yes, it does have character, doesn't it? And so does the Kazoo Museum, as far as I've heard. It's got great reviews online, by the way.
Yeah.
But we do need to get to the point that, you know, campers, this is very serious with Miss Blevins apparently being missing. We've also heard today that a staff member here at Camp Co. Has not shown up for work.
It's true. Also, two campers have sort of gone missing, too, about the same time as the bus did after first reports of it coming in earlier this morning.
Roommates reporting them missing from their cabins. It's probably not too big a deal, I imagine.
Yeah, well, I mean, apparently maybe something fun is happening somewhere else in camp, I guess. But everyone, just if you do hear from any of these campers or the missing staff member, please report what you can to administrators here. Some of us are a little bit perplexed.
And some of us want to know about that kazoo museum. I would really, if somebody would bring a kazoo back, I'd... Anyway, just let anyone know if you hear anything or if you hear a kazoo.
And now is your Camp Co. News Radio update. Let's see. We seem to be going well with, you know, stuff. Weather still so hot. If anybody sees Shelby, please call Patrick on his radio. Again, if you see Shelby, nothing to worry about. Everything's fine. He's not missing. Stop saying that he's missing. But if you do see him, because he, you know, may have gone into town or something, please call Patrick on the radio. Please. All right, that's been your Camp Co. radio news update. Thanks. Call Patrick and see Shelby. We'll be right back.
2022, tragedy struck Camp Co. Lives were lost, families were forever changed, and a community was shaken. But from that sorrow came resilience, and a promise to never forget. Each year, KMK Enterprises gathers at Camp Co to honor the victims, celebrate their strength, and keep their memories alive. Together, we carry forward their spirit of courage, unity, and hope. To the victims of the Camp Cove massacre, you are never forgotten. Your light lives on in all of us.
I climb the ladder with Sisyphus efficiency. The stupid fish are lifeless sea. Lifetimes wasted just to get ahead. Jones is just end up dead. Useless monotony, silent cacophony, Fitzcarraldo, wicked monopoly. How long must I turn these tables?
Reported sightings of a male figure stalking hikers in the Intona Valley are at the highest we've seen in years now. Four more people have gone missing in the past 6 months. Are these two occurrences related?
Hello there, campers. This is Camp Go Radio. Andy and Caleb back at you with another lunch menu. Are you excited to see what lunch person Dave has for us?
Oh, man, I just received the envelope today, and I can't wait to read it live on air.
Oh, a drum roll, please, as I take it out. Let's take a look here. And today's entree is steamed tofu? Okay, steamed tofu.
Well, let me check here. It looks like the side is going to be a bulgur wheat porridge.
Bulgur wheat. Huh. That really doesn't sound like the Dave we know and love.
That does not sound like the lunch laird, as far as I'm concerned.
You know, they give us a daily stipend to go eat lunch, and because they don't want us, you know, on camp premises during lunch. But I usually stick around because I love what Dave is doing in there, but... I might have to go get some fast food today,
though. Have we confirmed that this is legitimate? I mean, it is printed on the camp paper here, but I gotta say, it's coming across a little bit strange to me that the lunch lord would treat us this way.
It doesn't feel right, and it doesn't seem very noble, if you ask me. But, I don't know, campers, let us know how that steamed tofu and bulgur wheat porridge goes. I guess I'll be getting a sandwich.
So next up on Valley Voices with me, your host with the most, Daniel Ray Edwards, we have a caller on the line who says he's encountered some strange stuff out in the woods. Caller, you're on the air.
They've got these things out there in the woods, man, like body snatchers or something straight out of the movies. They took my buddy Jimbo and replaced him with a pretty damn good copy. Only problem is the real Jimbo would never eat broccoli, and this new one loves it. Really freaks me out, dude. I quit hanging out with him, and I'll never go out there again, man.
Whoa, that's some crazy story, isn't it, folks? Well, except I don't think it is a story. You see, I think it's just another data point in the eventual explanation of what the hell is wrong with this place. Almost anyone you ask in the Valley has some kind of boogeyman story, and the worst part is there seems to be more than one. We have all kinds of sick, twisted monsters lurking out there, and no one seems to care. What's up with that? Anyway, looks like we have another caller. Let's throw to commercial, and then we'll invite them on.
Mom, he fired me again. No, and then like 20 minutes later, he was... Wait, hold on. Hey, campers, WCKR, Camp Co. Radio. No, Mom, I'll call you back. I'm on the air, I'll call you... Hey, campers, that's all. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell Shelby. God, don't tell Shelby. Okay, bye.
Hello? that's where the engine of your schemes. KMK, we paved the way. KMK Enterprises, where the future rises. KMK Enterprises, we make it real.
Tonight with developing news out of Entona Valley, where authorities are searching for a group of missing hikers who vanished late yesterday afternoon. The group, consisting of three young adults in their early 20s, was last seen entering the Slippery Rock Trail system around noon. When they failed to return by nightfall, family members alerted police, prompting a massive search effort that continues at this hour. Officials say the search has been complicated by heavy fog and rugged terrain. Drones, search dogs, and volunteer crews have been deployed across a 10-mile radius. But tonight, the story has taken an unsettling turn. Law enforcement sources, speaking on the condition of anonymity, tell our reporters that investigators are examining whether the hiker's disappearance may be linked to a series of unsolved killings in the region that stretch back decades. Those crimes, committed by a still unidentified assailant, the press once dubbed Wooded Maniac, have left at least 10 victims dead and dozens others missing along the same trails where this current group vanished. While police have not officially confirmed any connection, rumors are spreading quickly online of a possible copycat killer, such as the case in the 2022 Camp Co massacre. Authorities are urging the public not to jump to conclusions, but are reminding hikers to avoid the area until further notice. We reached out to the families of the missing hikers. One relative told us, "We just want them home safe. We're praying this is just an accident, not something worse." Also of note are two popular camps in the area, Camp Co and Camp Lost Hope. When we reached out for comment on whether or not camp would continue as scheduled, we received a statement from Camp Co administrator Trevor Kensington that states the following: "Our campers are safe, and that any rumors of a wooded maniac are just that, rumor." Administration of Camp Lost Hope had no comment and referred us to Camp Co for a statement. For now, the search continues, and the sheriff's office says they will provide a public briefing later tonight. Stay with us here for continuing coverage as this story develops. James Worthington, Intona Action News.
Silver bullets and stakes, Machiavelli. Hello, I'm DJ. I think I am a pretty good DJ, but my boss does not always think so. Thank you for tuning into Camp Co Radio.
your schemes. KMK, we pave the way. KMK Enterprises, where the future rises. KMK Enterprises, we make it real.
A so-called copycat killer is on the loose. We consider this individual to be armed and dangerous, but do not know his whereabouts. We are advising that all locals and tourists avoid the wooded areas in the valley until a proper sweep can be performed. Do not attempt to approach this individual. If you see something suspicious, please contact the Intona Police Department.
Last night all I think about is you. Don't stop, baby, you can walk too. Don't want, but I think about you. You know that I'm never gonna lose.
Good morning, campers. It's your Camp Co. radio update, and I just want to reach out and let you know to drink plenty of water, and don't go into the East Woods today. Do not go into the East Woods today. It's off limits, just for now. Everything's fine, but just remember to drink plenty of water, and if you get thirsty for something else, go by the canteen and see what you can pick up. But I'm serious about the East Woods. Please don't go into the East Woods. Thanks, everybody. Camp Co. Radio update.
Hello, campers, and welcome back to Camp Co. Radio once again with Andy and Caleb. And we have some breaking news coming to you from the broadcast cabin. Now, this has just been verified by our Camp Co. Radio news team. It seems that Titus Meyerhoff, the three-time defending pie-eating contest champion, is not competing this year. Caleb, what's your reaction to this, I dare say, stunning news?
Yeah, we can't even call it an upset, really. I mean, this is just wild.
The only thing that's upset is my stomach and not Titus's, which I was expecting because of the pie-eating contest.
And it hits him really hard each year. As you recall, the stories are legendary.
And he is a fierce competitor. He eats that pie with a passion rarely seen in a young man his age.
It's true, Andy. And what's even strange is that for the last few days, it's been reported, again, from our outside team, that Titus hasn't even been seen eating pies in preparation. He hasn't even been seen eating regular meals in the cafeteria.
And I know we had those chunky, cheesy tuna nuggets the other night, and he wasn't even eating those. I went back for thirds.
Yeah, I was actually up there on the stage eating my own nugs and my own tuna, as it seems, and Titus wasn't even there. I asked, hey, where's Titus? Why isn't he sitting in the throne? Everyone keeps him near table A,
yes.
As you might recall. Good boys in the cabin there. And, they said he was actually outside looking up at the stars and picking leaves.
That does not sound like the Titus we know and love for his pie-eating abilities.
It's really, really sad. And now we're wondering who's going to be that top competitor this year.
Well, I tell you what, if I could compete, I would. But unfortunately, I aged out many years ago, and they actually legally won't let me compete.
Yeah, it's true. I remember that. I've actually seen the signed court documents. So okay. Sorry about that, Andy, but don't try again this year.
I told you not to come into my side of the cabin, but we'll discuss that later. Anyway, that's your breaking news update. Titus Meyerhoff out of the pie-eating competition. We'll see what happens after the big eat-off.
Still just looking for that white blue.
A shell that looks like a heart, running backwards in time, so much to relearn, grasping at happiness. You're not alone, but you wish you were now. Solemn ghost loading all spectators.
If you wander off into the woods alone, watch, you may not return as yourself. That's because there is some strange force that may take your body for a ride. What they do with you, dear reader, is not known. Take the following example as a warning. In the fall of 1976, local resident and former Camp Co. administrator Dennis Radner was attending a party being held to celebrate the close of another successful camp year. It was a blowout, and Dennis was, according to eyewitness accounts, drunk as a skunk. He managed to wander away from the group without anyone noticing. When morning came and the hangovers passed, camp staff was surprised to see that the normally prompt and responsible camp leader was not present. An impromptu search was commissioned, and he was located sleeping soundly inside the trunk of a fallen tree, still wearing his clothes from the night prior. Witnesses say Radner was confused and groggy when first awakened, but that seemed normal given the circumstances. What was not normal was the appearance of a faint glow on his skin that a few in the search party noticed. They got Dennis back to camp and gave him the day off to rest and recuperate from partying too hard. The next day, folks around camp noticed a drastic shift in Dennis's behavior. The once cheerful and active camp leader had become surly and unmotivated. He began to berate staff and spent hours walking the grounds, seemingly on a mission to find something. This behavior continued for a few months, and he was eventually asked to step down and leave his administrative role. Nobody knows where Dennis Radner went after his stint at camp, but everyone agrees on one thing. He was never the same after that night in the woods.